So you track rates of food insecurity among different groups based on data from the Census Bureau. What is that data showing right now?
Fortunately, what we're seeing is rates of food insecurity and the more narrow measure of hunger, which is people reporting that they sometimes or often didn't have enough to eat in the past week, are at the lowest levels that they've been at any point of the pandemic. So the most recent data came out just about a week ago. It covered the second half of April. And we still find that a little over 8% of people say that they went hungry in the past week. They sometimes or often didn't have enough food to eat. But that's down from a high that was almost 14% just at the end of December. So we've seen about a 40% drop over the last couple months, which is great news.
The pandemic took a real toll on families in this country. That's no secret, and especially their ability to put food on the table. Can you just give a brief overview of how bad it got and how long you expect those repercussions to last?
Sure. So it certainly got bad. Families with kids, nearly one out of five across the nation, reported that they faced hunger at the peak of this. And that's, one out of five is a very high share of people, of course. We have never seen numbers that high before. Of course, we're measuring things differently during the pandemic, and it's going to take us, quite some time to figure out exactly how to compare this apples to apples, but we're working on that. Then you were asking, how long are we going to see this? So here's the bad news. we're not out of the woods yet, right? And so I am so excited to see, these declines in hardship, but we are going to continue to see elevated levels for years. And so, we're all tired of this pandemic, right? We want it to be behind us, but the need isn't going to, just evaporate. We are going to have to, continue to work at this for months or even years.
Families of color in this country are disproportionately impacted by food insecurity. How did that disparity play out during the pandemic, and how's it looking now?
During the pandemic, when we had such highly elevated rates of hunger and food insecurity, it was really very evident that Blacks and Hispanics faced about twice the rate of hunger as whites and as Asians. And I'll tell you, I've been working on this topic for years, and I hadn't really understood prior to the pandemic that this ratio actually holds essentially all the time. Basically what the pandemic did was shed light on these, huge disparities that we have. But I think now that we really understand that, and we know that, I think, that's going to help us design better policies, better approaches to try to reduce those disparities. And really, I'm optimistic that, in the medium run, we can drive this rate of hunger all the way down to zero.